The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. There are a multitude of paths to spiritual enlightenment and healing. Come with us on this journey as we enter the frequency of Heart Songs and Conscious Talk, featuring your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. You too can achieve a greater sense of harmony just by listening for the next hour. Now, here are your sound alchemists for our program, Shiloh Love and Haley Love.
Welcome to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk. This is our fifth episode. It is called Discussions with a Clairvoyant, 2012, The Shift and Your Vibration. I'm Shiloh.
And I'm Haley, and we are the Love Ladies. Today we have a very special guest with us on the show. Her name is Jillian D'Armond, and we're first going to tell you a little bit about her. Jillian is the author of several books offering balanced perspectives on spiritual growth and meditation to extraterrestrials and future timelines. Born clairvoyant in Yorkshire, England, Jillian came to the U.S. in 1981. She worked for many years as a registered nurse in England, Scotland, and Indonesia, but was always involved in metaphysics. She was the pupil of Edna May, a well-known Yorkshire clairvoyant, and while in Indonesia, studied the Buddhist philosophy as well as Chinese numerology, the tarot, and astrology. Jillian currently resides in Montana.
Yes, and throughout her childhood and until the present, she has spoken many times to her personal guide, whom she calls David, and who is also known as Hermes. And over the years, Hermes has taught her many things regarding the development of her spirituality. For many years also, she has taught metaphysics and done clairvoyant readings for others in the United States and abroad. And Jillian really helped me several years ago, 2005 is when I first spoke to her, to open my mind to the possibility of expanding my consciousness. And so in other words, she really helped initiate me waking up. And I will never forget the content of our conversation. It was absolutely incredible. And she's very connected to the planet and what's happening. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Jillian. We're happy you could join us today.
Oh, good morning, Shiloh. Good morning, Haley. Nice to be talking with you.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Mm-hmm. So first, Haley was just going to share a little definition with our audience on what clairvoyance is, the definition of clairvoyance.
Well, the term clairvoyance is from 17th century French, with clair meaning clear and voyance meaning vision. It's used to refer to the ability to gain information about an object, person, location, or physical event through means other than the known human senses, a form of extrasensory perception. A person said to have the ability of clairvoyance is referred to as a clairvoyant or one who sees clearly.
And there's actually a discipline called parapsychology that seeks to investigate the existence and causes and conditions of psychic abilities, near-death experiences, and all of these things. So Jillian, you were clairvoyant from birth.
Yes, I was.
So how did you realize you were clairvoyant, and how did you cultivate and nurture this extrasensory perception?
Well, to be honest, I didn't. I mean, I was in high school before I realized that everybody was not like me. Mm-hmm. And it was simply because I continually was in trouble with the teachers in math for knowing the answers without showing the working. Oh. You know how that goes. Mm-hmm. and that was when I discovered I was maybe a bit different to everybody else. I probably spent about the next 10 years of my life, certainly, till I was in my mid-20s, mm-hmm. trying to make myself fit in and be like everybody else. So I did nothing with myself from the aspect of spiritual discipline of any kind. I was raised church raised, of course, as we all were in England in those days. But the interesting thing was that whilst I was actually doing nothing, it was in those years, I want to say probably from about 16 or 17 until I was about 23 or 4, it was in those years that David was constantly with me on a daily basis and telling me everything that was happening on this planet and how it was all going to unfold right through to the year 2025. So they were great years of input. I learned a great deal. I was taught a great deal by the beings off planet, but at the same time, I wasn't doing anything to be particularly cooperative or helpful with them. I was trying to say, no, don't do this to me. I don't need to know this. So life was pretty difficult in those years because you're living on two levels, and that's not healthy. Anybody needs integration of body and spirit. Your mind and your spirit need to be working together in harmony, not as separate components.
Interesting. So, well, clairvoyance itself seems to be a connection to experiencing beyond the traditional human perceptions and senses.
Well, yes, it is. You know, and the thing about it for me, which I think made it a little more different than other people I've run into, is that I was actually born without any loss of memory.
Wow.
You know, when we're born, we sort of pass through that veil of forgetfulness, and you start fresh in every life. Well, I had no loss from day one. From day one, I can remember lying in my crib and thinking about where I come from, what I was doing, and wishing I could go back, quite frankly. So I remember tens of thousands of years of human history, just like yesterday. I remember things that happened 5, 6, 7, 10,000 years ago, just as well as I remember living in Yorkshire when I was a girl. So it's many lifetimes, many situations, very clear to me. And so when I view things here on the planet, I tend to have a very long view. For example, right now we're in a very critical time. Well, the time that's happening now, I've been watching the choices on the planet unfold for the last 50 years. Yeah. So that now I'm seeing things coming into place that we have chosen not to change. And do know it is not preordained. We have choice, both individually and collectively. We have free will, and we can express it. And there have been many times in planetary and human history over the last 50 years where collectively human beings could have changed the direction in which they were going. And now it's you might say it's too late now. You know, the snowball's nearly, it's halfway down the hill and it's not going to stop rolling now. So the events unfolding now through until 2025 are truly unstoppable, and we're going to have to live through them.
Right. Jillian, what do you say about ideas that extrasensory perceptions and senses are available to everyone but may have been turned off, or maybe they're dormant due to lack of use? And would you say that there can be a nurturing of these perceptions to maybe reactivate them, and possibly using frequencies or music or other ways?
Absolutely.
To help.
Absolutely. I don't want to be too interruptive here, but you've raised two important things. One is music. You remember prior or about the time of the French Revolution, it was in that era of time that you had all the great musicians, you know, the Strausses, Vienna, Beethoven, Bach, Sibelius. You had a whole slew, and Mozart, particularly Mozart, which is sound-wise the highest frequency we have on the planet. You have these magnificent musicians coming to the planet in an effort to put sound waves out to raise the frequency of the energy of people. Well, today we've had for the last 50, we started actually more than 50 years ago, we've had Madame Melba, we've had Maria Callas. In modern times we've got Sarah Brightman, we had that girl called Church, I think. There's a wonderful young lady that was recently singing with Sarah Brightman. These are the highest tones of sound because they're made by voice. You know, the human instrument itself is creating these very high frequency sounds. And they're like radio waves. You know, once they go out, they don't stop. They keep going round and round. So sound, more than anything else, even in a way, more than light. Mm-hmm. We know everything's made of light, but sound is the frequency which raises which enables people to raise their levels. This is why, you know, all your monks chant Gregorian chant and your Buddhist chant, the things that it's the sound that mm-hmm. raises the frequency that lets people reach those higher realms, wow. whether they are intending to do so or not, right? Mm-hmm. It helps them to do it. Now, the other thing I would say, though, that I think is important, I used to teach when I was doing classes in metaphysics many, many years ago, that everybody can learn to do these things. And indeed, I taught classes and taught people how to open their centers and be more aware and see auras, you know, and become clairaudient or whatever. And certainly it was teachable. And it took me a long time to realize that I was teaching the people who were asking, because they already had the idea that they could do it and they wanted to do it, right? But there are millions and millions of people out there who are not interested. Mm-hmm. They simply are not interested. And sadly, it is too many. Mm-hmm. But there is an interesting, I don't know where you want to go with this, so you can, you know, change track with me anytime you like by interrupting me. But something very, very phenomenal has happened on this planet. And this is why we're surrounded by alien beings at the moment, off planet and on planet, standing, you know, agog at what's happening here. Because not only have we got a huge mass of humanity who have no sense at all and are destroying their own environment completely and wanting to blow it all to smithereens, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. Yes, we've got that mass, but more importantly, we have got a core group of Earth humans, and by that I mean souls who began their life's physical living experiences on this planet, as opposed to ones that came from elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Actual Earth humans, in less than 500,000 years since the experimental genetic engineering began, and was only completed around 50,000 years ago, it's only in this cycle that Homo sapiens became as he is today, the modern human. Mm. And in that very, very infinitesimal speck of time compared to the universe, more than 10% of Earth humans are already ready to develop and evolve into immortal beings.
Wow.
That's never been known anywhere else in the entire universe. That's to my beautiful. Knowledge, and from what I'm told, it's never happened before. So it sounds pretty shocking when you say, well, what about the other 80 or 90%? That's nothing, because half a million years in terms of the creation is a drop in the bucket. Wow. And here we have more than 10% of the world's population ready to become immortal beings in one short leap. Wow, that's phenomenal.
That's
and
beautiful.
That is very high frequency, right?
Wow.
Yes, there's a lot of doom and gloom. Yes, we're headed into disasters and famines and terrible times. But out of it, it's like the phoenix rising out of the ashes. What is coming out of this great cataclysmic time that the planet is in and all the suffering of the poor people on it, right, mm-hmm. is going to produce an incredible flowering of life within the creation. So yeah. This is a very exciting time that we're in. Challenging, demanding, but exciting.
It really is. We just need to go for a quick break, Jillian. It's fascinating stuff.
Sure.
So when we come back, we'll be talking more with Jillian de Armon. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to move energy through your body, meridian, and chakra systems just as easily as relaxing to some meditative music? As you listen, you are being immersed in healing and balancing frequencies from the Intelligent Reciprocal Universe. The Heart Songs Media Collective, together with the guidance and direction of the Omnipotent Universe, have manifested some of the most incredibly powerful sound healing and balancing music available. Each song was played by human hands and was not predetermined, pre-written, or pre-planned. The Collective set an intention for this music, for the divine wisdom of the universe to be enacted for each individual listener. The result is powerful healing melodies, pure tones, harmonies, and new frequencies that affect transformative change on the body, mind, emotions, connecting you deeply to your spiritual and infinite self. Visit our website at www.heartsongs.ca for more detailed information on each song, how to benefit from this music the most, as well as where to download. From the Heart Songs Media Collective, we love you with all our frequency.
Every day, we're faced with situations where we need to change and grow in order to achieve better results than before. When you tune into Transformation Catalyst with your hosts, Coach Judy Harris and Kathleen Smart, you'll come away with some of the tools you need to make those changes or transformations that much easier. The hosts and guests will share their expertise and personal stories to help you experience your personal growth. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Awakened media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned in to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk with your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. To make your voice heard on our live program, please call our toll-free number in North America at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to heartsongsmedia@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. You're here with the Love Ladies, and we're here speaking with clairvoyant Jillian D'Armont. Jillian, I was wondering when you were talking about that 10%, if you feel that humans could tap into their extrasensory perceptions and vibrate at a higher frequency of unconditional love, joy, forgiveness, and peace, would they live a more fully empowered life? And how can this 10% that is almost already there, how can they affect the other 90%?
Well, that's a very good question. I would like to just say this, if I can, about the 10%. The 10% are just like the yeast you put in the bread, right? When you're baking a loaf, you put a whole big 2 pounds of flour and a tiny spoonful of yeast, and the yeast raises the whole loaf for you. So the 10% can raise the frequency, excuse me, of the whole planet. There's no question about that, right? So yes, we're lucky to have the 10%. Now, can people, by developing their extrasensory perceptions, actually increase their energies, their frequencies? The answer to that really has to be no. And let me explain what I mean by that, because it's a two-edged sword. You can develop all the skills and attributes of clairvoyance, clairaudience, even to a degree healing skills, as manipulative skills of the natural order. And that can actually be very low frequency stuff, right? You know, black magicians can do that very effectively. So that's not where people want to go, right? They don't want to worry about developing the attributes of extrasensory perception. Those attributes will come automatically to them as they raise their frequency. So the question is not Do I develop attributes to raise my frequency? No. Raise to develop the attributes. Now, how does that work? How do you raise your frequency? Well, it's a very simple thing. It's not complicated, and it doesn't have a lot to do with sitting, meditating, or anything else. What it's got to do with is bringing balance into your life. Balance on all levels. And how do we achieve that balance? We achieve it by exercising our free will to choose that which is right, as opposed to that which is wrong or that which is expedient. And, you know, I always say we don't just have an attorney in our heads. We have a whole law firm that will justify just about everything we want to do, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to step back from that and go to the objective honesty that we know at soul level. Because in our heart of hearts, at our soul level, we always know right from wrong. There is never any excuse. I don't care what it is. We know that which is right and that which is wrong. We are born with that knowledge. Everybody has it. Mm-hmm. So when we can step back in our lives and choose to exercise our free will to say, of my own free will, I choose to do that which my soul knows is right. Mm-hmm. As soon as we make those choices in our lives, then we increase our frequency. And this is a physical matter. It's not just a spiritual matter, meaning something of nothing. It's a reality. Because every time you choose that which is right, the electrons around the nucleus in every cell of your body go a little bit faster. And they go faster and faster with every right choice. And with every right choice, you accrue energy to yourself and to your soul level. And as you accrue more energy at soul level, so there is more light in your being, literally and metaphorically, you see better. And as you see better, your awareness expansions, your abilities expand, your knowledge expands, your understanding expands, because you've got a bigger field of vision, because you've got more light in you, because your electrons are going faster. Mm. So it's balanced through the physical, which spreads into the spiritual, in the same way that if you are in spirit after you've died and gone to heaven or wherever you think you go, right? And you're in spirit and you're looking down at the earth plane and you're a helper there wanting to help on the earth plane. Now you are putting out spiritual energy to aid the physical. Mm. When you're in the physical body, you create the energy in the physical body to aid the spiritual. Mm. Until such point that instead of your cells being filled with cabbage soup to nourish them, they are filled with light. The electrons are going so fast that you are actually generating light. And that light pushes out through your semipermeable membranes, and there is a glow around you. And that glow is the glow of an enlightened being.
Well, that inspires me to make the right choices.
Right. Now, just a really neat little thing to watch with people, because I've heard many people over the years say, oh, look at so-and-so, they have a huge aura, right? A huge, look at all the colors around them. They have a, well, that is not a very enlightened person. Because in an enlightened person, that colors of the aura, that energy of the aura, is back in the cells where it belongs, and all the colors have balanced and harmonized with one another to produce pure white light. Mm. A truly enlightened being has a beautiful, creamy, maybe pale, goldy, white glow around them. Mm. Not masses of great ballooning color. And they keep it in their own space. They don't invade other people's space with it.
Right. So
that's really worth knowing.
It is. Thank you.
Wow. Mm. Jillian, I'm wondering if you sense an acceleration in change and transformation, often referred to as the shift in consciousness?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a case of, time is speeding up because time is running down. We're coming to the end of this planetary cycle of roughly 50,000 years. The cycle will end around 2025, 2026, that's about the expected time frame for the actual change from the end of the old cycle to the beginning of a new cycle. And it's rather like, you know, the water going down the plug. When the last bit's going down, it seems to go very, very quickly. It seems to spin very fast down the plug. And so that's perceptually what is happening now. Time is speeding up as time is speeding down. As it's, we're getting less of it, it seems to perceptually be going faster. And part of that is because everybody is trying to get things done in a big hurry. There's sort of a mass consciousness or subconsciousness awareness, if you like, that, hey, we're running out of time, I better hurry up and get things finished off. And whether it's conscious or unconscious, the things that people are trying to finish off are their old karmic history issues, which they have not yet neutralized in this life, and which they are trying to get neutralized so that they no longer have attachment to this planet. If you have old karmic issues that are unresolved, that the energy has not been neutralized, you are still attached to this planet by those old imbalances. So when the end of a cycle comes, you're just going to have to wait and then come back on this planet to finish old business. And people of awareness, and sometimes it's quite unconscious awareness. You know, you can have very enlightened people who don't have a spiritual or metaphysical thought in their heads. They're such pure souls, they don't even need to think about it anymore. Yeah. But consciously or unconsciously, people are trying to clean up their old issues so they can have the freedom at the end of the cycle to choose what they want to do next. Do they want to come back to Earth or go somewhere else or whatever?
I know you have a writing out called The Fourfold Path to Enlightenment that is really a simple and beautiful way. Would you talk a little bit about the concept of karma and hearing that?
Absolutely. Karma is very, very simple to understand. It's got nothing to do with an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Mm-hmm. Imagine that you are alive 500 years ago in a lifetime where you have a very abusive partner who's beating you all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you actually die, right, whether you're beaten to death or you just die naturally is irrelevant. When you die, you are very, very angry with that partner. Right now, you come into many more lifetimes, but you don't remember any of that life. You don't have memory. But the anger is still there. I call it soul DNA. Our emotional state is carried from lifetime to lifetime as a thread at soul level. Because we have to find the balance. You cannot become an enlightened being on any degree. You can't raise your frequency without balance. The scales there has to be a balance in there. Mm-hmm. In order, it's like zero energy. I don't know if you've ever done this, but if you take a bar magnet and you bind the ends with copper wire, you stop the magnetic field at either end and you get 10 times as much energy from the center point of that magnet. It will pull 10 times more iron filings than the ends would do.
Wow.
So that's like the soul, right? If it's balanced, it becomes powerful, and it's the balance in our lives. And so when we have karma, it's because we are carrying unbalanced emotions from lifetime to lifetime. Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm going to say now maybe sound harsh, but mm-hmm. not if you really think it through. Too much love is as bad as too much hate.
Mm.
If it is just an extreme emotion, right? It's the extreme emotion. We're not talking about unconditional love, because unconditional love is what we're aiming for.
Mm-hmm.
Unconditional love is that where there is no extremity, no bias, all is the same.
Mm-hmm.
We love all equally, right? I find that hard because I don't like snakes. I find it very difficult to have any affection for snakes at all, right? But it's about loving all life. All life equally, as Christ loved all life equally, right? As all the great beings love all life, as all the enlightened beings love all life. You have to love it all with no bias, with no judgment.
Yeah.
You have to have no judgment. So karma is what we carry forward from lifetime to lifetime. How do we deal with it? Well, you do not have to live through it. That's the first thing to realize. What you have to do is look at the life you're living, look at the events which trigger those extreme emotions in you, recognize it, and then neutralize the energy. Mentally, you neutralize it by telling yourself to neutralize it. Emotionally, you neutralize it by correcting your own defect, just like you would correct. You know, I'm old now. I have gray hair. I correct it by going to the beauty salon and getting it colored. I'm making an effort to correct the defect, right? And in the same way, but much more importantly, we need to work on our own defects. Mm. And the more we work on our own defects, the more we bring balance to ourselves, the more we are honoring our own soul. And the more we honor our own soul or our soul's integrity, the greater our personal power becomes. Mm. And that personal power is the direct result of the higher frequencies at which we're vibrating.
Beautiful. Wow.
We'll just go for a quick break, so stay tuned.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you ready to move energy through your body, meridian, and chakra systems just as easily as relaxing to some meditative music? As you listen, you are being immersed in healing and balancing frequencies from the intelligent reciprocal universe. The Heart Songs Media Collective, together with the guidance and direction of the omnipotent universe, have manifested some of the most incredibly powerful sound healing and balancing music available. Each song was played by human hands and was not predetermined, pre-written, or pre-planned. The collective set an intention for this music, for the divine wisdom of the universe to be enacted for each individual listener. The result is powerful healing melodies, pure tones, harmonies, and new frequencies that affect transformative change on the body, mind, emotions, connecting you deeply to your spiritual and infinite self. Visit our website at www.heartsongs.ca for more detailed information on each song, how to benefit from this music the most, as well as where to download. From the Heart Songs Media Collective, we love you with all our frequency. Explore the infinite possibilities of the unknown. Learn about the mysterious and mythical realms through time and space. Realize your inner truth. Tune in to Spirit Walker with Dr. Jeffrey Pierce and Dr. Cindy Pierce. Dr. Jeffrey Pierce is a true intuitive. He is legally blind, uses no cards, pendulums, or guides, and has been found to have 97% consistent accuracy based on testing by the United Kingdom Institute of Psychic Sciences Research Center. Listen for topics that others are afraid to address on Spirit Walker, Wednesday at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West on 7th Wave Network. Experience your spiritual journey every week on Synergy with Makila. She's known as the Magician of Light and invites you to come along as we co-create a magical place of accelerated personal and planetary spiritual evolvement. Tune in for tools, tips, and support for embracing and embodying the notions that we are all sparks of the divine and that we are all one. Tune in to Synergy with Makila every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network. Working together, we can bring more joy into our lives and the world.
Listening on a higher dimension. 7th Wave Network.
You are tuned in to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk with your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. To make your voice heard on our live program, please call our toll-free number in North America at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to heartsongsmedia@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk. You're here with the Love Ladies, and we're speaking with Jillian D'Armond. Jillian, I'm curious about what your views are on the infamous 2012, and if you think this has anything to do with our collective karma.
2012. Well, the first thing I want to say about 2012 is that in some ways that date has shifted. And I think it's important for people to realize they have a little bit more time than 2012. It was actually David that you referred to as Hermes. I want to tell you who he really was, right? Okay. His real name is Ningishida. He's the second son of the Enki and the half-brother of Marduk, who is fairly well known. And he was known in Egyptian times as the Egyptian moon god Thoth. Mm. So he was the developer of all our calendars, all the round hinges in the world he developed, and he developed the Mayan calendar at the time we were down in South America, which was, he wrote that about 4,000 years ago now, roughly. So his latest calculations, this is from the person who actually designed the original calendar, his latest calculation for the end of this cycle, the break in the space-time continuum and the beginning of the new cycle is over 225, 226. So that gives us a bit more time. But we are going to see the natural geological events happening on the planet and building up continuously to an ever-increasing degree as we move towards 2012. By the end of this year, we are going to be seeing some, well, we're already seeing with those tornadoes, but a very, very serious geological events worldwide, and they will increase. This is not karma. This is not because we've made the wrong choices collectively as humans. It's simply the natural cycle of the planet. What has happened is that humans have made it worse by their choices. Mm-hmm. And in that sense, you can say it's the result of their negative karmic energy of anger and distrust and failure to really obey the teachings of all the great teachers throughout history. And as you know, the last one 2,000 years ago was the Christian teacher, Christ, to love one another. And we simply have not done it. So in that sense, the results have been that man is now like this warlike creature who just wants to bomb everything and kill and starve and really do pretty dreadful things to one another. Mm-hmm. So when you add that, instead of the rulers or the leaders of the world taking care of the people and making sure they had, you know, grain in the granaries for the famine times, they have neglected the people, they have wasted their resources, and now the people are going to suffer for it. So it's a very, very sad situation that with the planet is facing. It's going to be a great upheaval made worse by man's inhumanity to man. And that is truly tragic. So we need that 10% of more evolved beings putting out all the love they can get to try and keep things... But remember that we have free will. Mm-hmm. Everybody has free will. So this is offering a huge opportunity for everybody to say, wait a minute, I've gone along with the system. I've served Maimon, if you like, long enough. I've gone along with the system. I've supported the governments. I've done everything. And it hasn't worked. Look at the mess they've all made. So now I'm going to focus on developing myself, raising my frequency, taking care of my family, doing what I can to help my friends and neighbors. In other words, it is a true opportunity for people as individuals to choose that which is right. Mm. And by doing that, they can, as it were, get a last-minute reprieve on just about everything. And I do want to remind people, although this might sound a bit gloomy, that life is eternal. Life goes on and on and on. And if any of us have made mistakes this time around, we're going to have another shot at it. And the thing we should least fear in this life is leaving it. That is the thing we should least fear, because the vibrational frequency, the minute you close your eyes to this life and are born to that which is beyond this life, you will find yourself alive in ways that you cannot even imagine. The life energy is so powerful. So when people are, you know,
struggling with everything that's coming down and all the difficulties on the planet, at least hang on to the certainty that life is eternal and that it actually can be better in places other than here. So
even though it's a scary time, there's no reason to fear?
No. We should not be afraid of anything. We should be excited and challenged and standing up and saying, look at this, for the first time in 50,000 years, I have total freedom. I have the freedom to choose for myself exactly what I need for my eternal soul's good. And nothing can stop me. You know, that's the great thing about chaos. The bigger the chaos, the more opportunity there is for those who are spiritually minded. Because when there is order and you know, government and everything is just the way we think it should be, then we are so restricted by everything that is contained in the rules of man and the social mores of the society we live in, that it's like living in a straitjacket. Mm. But when chaos comes, then the individual soul is free to choose that which is right. Right? And this is a wonderful opportunity that we're moving into. So look at all this chaos that's coming as an exciting journey, as a great challenge, mm-hmm. as something where you can win. And what you can win in this chaotic time ahead of us on this planet, what you can win is your immortality. Mm. And that's a huge prize. Mm.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Jillian. So along with that, having a maybe a bigger picture view of everything, knowing that you are eternal and, you know, part of a greater universe, you know, I think it's pretty clear to a lot of people today that we are not alone in this universe. There's a lot, you've spoken a little bit on this show about extraterrestrial presence. Yeah, and I've spoken with you about this in the past, but a lot of people wonder, are they human-like? Are they related to us? And why are they staying hidden so long? And these kinds of questions.
Yes, this planet, because of the opportunity it represents through this time of change to individual souls, beings are crowding in from all over the universe. Not only are they coming down onto this planet to have an experience as an Earth human and take the opportunity directly, but they're flocking round the planet in their UFOs all mm-hmm. from all over the place. There are many, many different beings coming. And yes, we are all humans throughout, sentient beings throughout the cosmos, mm-hmm. through our creation, with very few exceptions, are entirely human, in that they have the basic concepts of life. What is it that makes us human? What makes us human is the values that we have, that we set on life, you know, that we set value on life, that we maybe recognize some creative force, as many of us do. It's the values that you hold that make you human, not directly your shape. Mm-hmm. However, the concept of a body with two arms and two legs and a head is a basic form which serves well throughout the creation. You're going to find it in, you know, various extensions of that, but you're going to find that throughout the creation, that it's very common. Now, we have one particular race of beings, the Anunnaki, of course, who were directly involved with Earth humans, those beings who developed out of the planet Earth itself, and did the genetic engineering on the hominid indigenous species on Earth and developed modern man. Mm. And it's those beings and their interaction with us, which of course are most like us because we have some of their genes. So, yes, there is a relationship. Yes, there is an interaction. And the people on Earth are doing surprisingly well. And as I said before, causing great excitement in the universe because of their level of development in a very short space of time. Mm-hmm. So we certainly have aliens. Now, as one thing I do want to say, mm-hmm. I don't subscribe to the idea and never will, that there are a bunch of reptilian beings out there waiting to make fodder of Earth humans. I've heard that story from several sources, and it simply isn't true. There are a group of reptilian beings existing in the universe, and what makes them reptilian beings is simply because they came from a different galactic system, a different creation than ours originally. They have a different value system than the humans across the board have. You know, their baseline system is different, but they are not going to make food out of humans. That's
good news.
That's a piece of nonsense.
Thank you. That's great news. So we have about a minute left. Is there anything that you would like to say to our audience to sum up what you've spoken about today?
Yes, I'd like to say something because recently I've been reading much about the Anunnaki and, you know, all these bad things about them and so on and so forth. And I want to say that, like all humans, there's good, bad, and indifferent among the Anunnaki. Mm-hmm. But for a variety of reasons, which we obviously don't have time to go into today, they are coming back to this planet. They will take over leadership again in some role, primarily to correct their own karmic issues and responsibilities with planet Earth. Mm-hmm. And their primary focus is to teach, and they're teaching what they're intending to teach this time and make sure this time Earth humans get it, is to love one another, to love the creation, and above all, to love the Creator. Yeah. That is the reason, the primary reason for the return. So I wanted to say that to those people who are asking questions about the Anunnaki.
Thank you, Jillian. That's beautiful. Thank you. It's been so illuminating speaking with you today, as always.
Yes, thank you so much, Jillian.
Been my pleasure, Haley, Shiloh.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, take care, Jillian. Bye now.
Bye now.
When we come back, we will play for you our sixth chakra song for the third eye and talk a little bit about that with you. Thank you for tuning in.
To our frequency.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you ready to move energy through your body, meridian, and chakra systems just as easily as relaxing to some meditative music? As you listen, you are being immersed in healing and balancing frequencies from the intelligent reciprocal universe. The Heart Songs Media Collective, together with the guidance and direction of the omnipotent universe, have manifested some of the most incredibly powerful sound healing and balancing music available. Each song was played by human hands and was not predetermined, pre-written, or pre-planned. The collective set an intention for this music, for the divine wisdom of the universe to be enacted for each individual listener. The result is powerful healing melodies, pure tones, harmonies, and new frequencies that affect transformative change on the body, mind, emotions, connecting you deeply to your spiritual and infinite self. Visit our website at www.heartsongs.ca for more detailed information on each song, how to benefit from this music the most, as well as where to download. From the Heart Songs Media Collective, we love you with all our frequency.
Who are you? Why are you here? Where are you going? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within, and you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom. The Open Door with hosts Ross Brunson and Tom Schumacher is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
There's a course offered on 7th Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Classes in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, 7th Wave Network.
taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned in to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk with your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. To make your voice heard on our live program, please call our toll-free number in North America at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to heartsongsmedia@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. You're here with the Love Ladies. I'm Haley.
I'm Shiloh. That was pretty exciting talking to Jillian. I feel like a lot of really interesting stuff came out of that conversation with her.
Me too. And I feel absolutely inspired to really think about the choices that I make and how that contributes to the whole.
Mm-hmm. And I love that, just the knowledge that if we are working on our own vibration and being conscious of where we are at in our healing, that we can affect all of the others around us, just like the yeast and the bread. So that's really beautiful knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So keep shining those lights. We have some meditative music that will help to shine the light of the third eye a little bit brighter.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to share some of what the sixth chakra entails?
Yes, I would. The sixth chakra, obviously the third eye, as we said, it relates to the pineal and pituitary glands in your brain. So it's located up in the center of your forehead, up between your eyes. The frequency we play through this song is 852 hertz, which is said to unlock the third eye from any, you know, personal blocks that may have been placed on it. It's played in the key of A, and it represents all the elements, bells and space, insight and wisdom. It is for clearing your third eye, connecting you to the infinite universe so that you have clear vision of your path forward, seeing the entirety and power of you manifest and vibrating in multiple dimensions of reality.
So this meditative music we will play shortly, once again, was played with human hands, and each layer was layered with our meditative collective intention,
mm-hmm.
that all of our listeners heal and open their third eye.
Mm-hmm.
So as you listen, may you tap into trusting in your own wisdom and allow your third eye to clear.
And we ask that you really connect to that space in your mind up there in your third eye, and think of it as a journey. As you're listening to the music, you're being taken on a journey into the infinite universe your third eye connects you to. Mm-hmm. And you might feel like you're flying through space. There's a bit of that feeling, and you might feel like you're hearing bells or hearing the actual sound of the universe. And so that can be really powerful for you. Hope that hopefully you can connect into your third eye and really feel healing and expansion happen there.
See your vision manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for tuning in
to our frequency.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heart Song Frequency today. Please join your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love, for another edition of Heart Songs and Conscious Talk next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Have a beautiful week.